Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. And we have a special show lined up tonight. We're talking about the Heart of Love Radio Show, our inspirational music and or conversation. I'm about to go live on Facebook. And I have none other than, at Facebook starting up right now, and I have none other than my sister, Ms. Deborah E. Johnson. She's about to join me. Let me send her a request. On Facebook, so she can join me tonight. You know, I'm looking to I'm going to add her right now. Looking for Deborah, and I'm bringing her on right now. I hope you guys are having a great night tonight. I'm sending her my invite right now. So I invited her. She's going to be coming on. Hopefully you guys can see my head this time. I'm going to try. Let me bring her on right now. What's going on, Deborah? Deborah, you're live, and you're about to join me right now. I'm adding you right now. Are you there, Deborah, on Blog Talk? Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Deb? She's coming on Facebook Live as well.
I'm on Blog Talk.
What are you saying?
I'm doing good, but I can't see you on Facebook. I mean, I can see you, but I can't see me.
You can't see you on Facebook? It's adding you right now. It's going to come on in a second. It's just taking a minute, though. Just taking a minute. It's saying it's adding you. You know how to.
I can't see me either on Facebook.
Let me see. Let me see. You see yourself? Has it come through yet?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, let me add you.
I know how difficult you can be.
Oh, it sent you a message, Deborah. See if you can come back on.
Not yet.
And, you know, these are those little crunches, these little things. What's going on, Martin? How you guys doing? I'm bringing my guest on, my big sister, Deborah Johnson, on. We're just waiting for, you know, just waiting for her to come through. Let me see what's going on. She's about to be on here in 1 second, guys. I hope you guys have come in. You're ready because we're going to have a great conversation tonight. She's joining me on Blog Talk Radio. And listen, she is ready. I'm ready as well. Let's see what's going on. You know, she's about to come on.
I'm just waiting to get on.
Not yet? Let me try this again. All right. It sent you the invite, Deborah. Look on your phone. How you guys doing? Deborah, see if you can. Yeah. Not on Blog Talk. You can stay Blog Talk with me. Because we're trying this different. Listen, this is a work in progress. This is a work in progress. Let me see. Hey, Mom, how you doing? Got my mom on. What's going on, Martin? How you guys doing? I'm going to search. Trying to bring Deborah on here. Let me see.
I don't see me on Facebook.
You see it on, you don't see it on Facebook on your computer? Hey, what's going on? I think we've got some people ready. Hey, Felicia, how you doing? Say she's ready. She's ready. Let me try this. Let me try to have viewers to prompt. Let me turn this off. And now I'm going to turn this back on.
You want to just go out and come back in?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But she's there. She don't block Talk Radio with me, guys. But you know, sometimes we have these little things that happen. I'm going to try to bring this in and see if I can get her in. Yeah, it says invited you. So I guess it's just waiting for you to click. Hey, Felicia. Hey, Mom. How you guys doing? How are you guys doing? I'm so glad that you guys are here with me tonight. I have none other than my big sister. My big sister. We're going to talk about all these
things. I don't see anything to click.
Okay, you don't see anything on the bottom of the screen? Anything that went?
No, nope, I just see share.
Okay, you just see share? Okay. Let me take this out. So allow viewers to send your request to join. Okay. Now, if you want to be requested to be in the broadcast, when we talk about that, do you think you can request me to come on?
No, I don't even see that. I'm going to go out and then come back in.
Okay, she's going to come back. She's going to go out and come back in. Stay with me on Blog Talk, though. But I'm going to keep on talking, guys.
I'm on Blog Talk.
Okay, yeah, she's on
Blog Talk, too. All right.
Yeah,
all right, I'm coming back in.
You come back
in.
You see it? What's up, Sean? How you doing, man? How are you doing?
All right, I came back in.
You see a little thing that says,
all right,
come
I sent you a request.
She's coming in. She's coming in. All right. Adding. And let's see what's going on with this connection.
All right. Yeah.
How you doing? Let me move back.
Hey. Do I still have my watch party going on? I
got to
get my watch party going on. What's going on, brother?
Not much. What's going on, big sis? What's going on with you?
Nothing's going on. Well, everything's going on. Everything's exciting. You know, I talk to you almost every day.
You know. You know what I forgot to tell you to do? To put our headphones on. Do you have your headphones?
I don't have them. I can get them right quick.
Get them right quick. I'm going to get mine real quick. I'll be right back.
I'll be right back, guys.
Don't go anywhere. All right, guys, I appreciate you guys for hanging in there with us. I apologize for that. Are you guys still there? All right. Listen, guys. I apologize. I should have said do that first. But this is work in progress. Mom's like, play some music. What's
I'm
he
back.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on, everybody? Sorry for the delay. How it is.
I know. Listen, guys. I said, let me get her on Blog Talk. Now we got Blog Talk. Then we forgot about these headphones. I forgot.
I know. It's all good. We're here now.
Felicia, can you hear? Is there anything going on with the audio right now, Felicia? She's saying there's something going on with the audio.
Can you hear me, Felicia?
Can you guys hear me? It's great now. Okay.
Right now.
Yeah, we have to fix it up. So, guys, this is the Heart Love Radio Show. Listen, we're work in progress. So next time, do this, we'll have everything all set. So blame it on me. Greg, you are good now. Okay, good now. Thank you. So, guys, listen to this. This is my big sister, Deborah Johnson. Listen, we've been connected for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Almost 30
years.
Yeah, about 30 years. And it was like almost love at first sight. She became my big sister. I came with one of her little brothers. And there's a bunch of us together. They have like brothers and sisters. And she's part of that. So she's been instrumental in my life and vice versa. Now, she's been on with me before. Now, I have a whole thing I can say who she is. You know, she's...
Wait, Grant, wait.
Go ahead.
Because I'm hearing you two times.
Oh, you know what? Take me off of Blog Talk. That might be disturbing. Is it Blog Talk?
No, it's not Blog Talk. It's the it's these headphones.
Oh, the headphones? I'll go slower. Is that better?
Okay.
Is that better?
So I have to hang up from Blog Talk?
No, I don't think you have to. It just might be this thing. We're gonna figure this out. Is it really, really bad on your end?
I ain't bad. Well, no, you go ahead. I don't want to end the party again.
Listen, I'm glad you're here with me. And guys, first of all, Deborah, she's doing some great things down in the ATL. She is not only the founder and owner of Caterpillar Clubhouse Academy and Daycare, which was started in 2009, but she also is, drumroll, executive director with Total Life Changes. You see, she has her Nutriverse thing, but we're not going to. That's a part of what we're going to talk about tonight, but there's a lot more that we're going to dig into tonight, but that's a part of it. But I just wanted to ask you, first of all, you know, you've been on the show. You kind of preached, spoke with me before on the show. Yes, you have. And, and, you know, and one of the things about my mom saying, turn down. Oh, my mom saying, turn down. Look, I appreciate you guys. Let me turn this thing down. Maybe that might help. Is that better, Deborah?
I still hear both conversations two times. That's okay.
Hey, cuz. So we have family and friends who've come through to see. You know, first of all, there's so many different facets. Let's talk about married life. You've been married for how long?
25 years. 25 years,
you know, and you have two daughters. I have two beautiful nieces.
Yep. Zoe is 21 and Zuri is 19.
Ooh, my goodness.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. I remember when they were little babies.
You remember before they were born.
I was there.
Right, you were there.
Yes, I was in the wedding and everything. Listen, I'm family, guys. But, you know, listen, let me ask you a question. What has been your drive? Because I've seen you, you're like on a momentum. So let's start. First of all, let's start from the beginning. Let's start with Caterpillar. How did you come up with Caterpillar? Clubhouse Cat.
Okay, so with the Caterpillar Clubhouse, what happened was I used to be a public school teacher. And so
right.
I taught kindergarten, and then I taught second grade. When I was teaching second grade, I thought, these kids are just not getting it. So I said, let me go down to kindergarten. So I went down to the kindergarten class, and it was even worse. So I jokingly said to my husband, I said to Douglas, I need to get him out of the womb. And, you know, we laughed about it and everything. He said, you know what, that's not a bad idea. Why don't you start, you know, something in the house, something small? So I said, okay, and that's how I started. I started at home in 2009. And I had six kids and our two kids. Of course, they were in school. And then after that, I started getting more calls because the kids that I had were reading at 18 months. And I said, you know what? I do need to grow because so many people were asking, can you teach my kid? I want to get on the wait list. Do you have a wait list? All of that. And that's actually what we did. We went driving one day. And we had been thinking about it for a long time, but we went driving this one day, and the lady where we are now, the
right.
lady in the building, moving her things out. It was amazing. She was moving out. We pulled in. We said, are you leaving? She said, I can't do this anymore. I've never gotten more than nine kids. I'm out. And we ended up you know, taking over her lease at the time. And then, drum roll, about 6 weeks ago,
yes,
purchased the building.
Yes.
Yes. So now we own the land.
There's nothing like owning the land, y'all.
Nothing like it, Greg. Nothing like it.
And you know,
what we wanted to.
Hey, man, you start out with a seed.
Yep.
You start out with a seed. How hard was it for you to step out? Because, you know, I've been talking about stepping out, doing what God's called you to.
Well, you know, I started with my kids.
Right.
So my two kids are who I started imparting to in the beginning. And then I followed them all throughout their educational career. I was always a substitute teacher in their classrooms. I made sure they were reading before they went to school. Well, at least Zuri. Zoe, she caught on first week. And, you know, just being a part of their educational journey let me know that our children needed to be more advanced than they were, just children in our
right.
community. So that's what kind of gave me the drive to do it. And, you know, I had already been, I was a hairdresser.
Right.
I was a
right.
And I was a choir director.
Yeah.
It just seemed like the natural next thing to do, you know.
Now, talking about choir director, guys, choir director, she is one of the most anointed choir directors I have ever seen in my entire life. And I'm being honest. You know, this woman is incredible. You know, so it's great to see how God has blessed you and you're using all your gifts. Everything you've learned, you've imparted, first of all, to your children. You and your husband, you guys imparted into them. And it's just amazing to see what you're doing right now. Now, let's talk about this total life changes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, I think you should talk about it, but I'll bring it up to speed to where you come in.
Right.
Because my coach, Lydia Parker Hayes, I saw her on Instagram about a year or so ago. And
right.
Her energy was so high that I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep tuning in to her. So I kept watching.
Right.
And finally, she was talking about the tea, the detox tea. I reached out and asked if I could have a sample. She sent me a sample. And I just loved the way it made me feel on the inside. And so she gave me an ultimatum. She was like, look, I only have a couple of spots left. Do you want one? And I was like, I don't want to miss out. So I said yes. And I said yes to her last November.
Wow.
And ever since then, you know, I actually didn't join until, I said yes, but I didn't join until February
right.
of this year. So it's only been, what, 10 months?
Ooh, 10 months.
That I've been in. But when I first joined, Greg, I asked you, you know, she said we needed to help people on their health and wellness journey and to, you know, get testimonies.
Right. Yeah.
And I asked you at your doctorate ceremony if you would, you know, be one of my, I don't want to say subject, but be, you know, get on the
right.
journey. And you did, and you said at first you would. Now tell your part of the story as far as joining.
Now this is my part of the story. My part of the story, I was like, first of all, guys, you know, I put on some pounds before I went to this graduation ceremony. And my mom was cold. She asked for my jacket. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And I saw the video. I was like, look at my stomach. And my sister right here says, I have something that can help you get rid of your gut. I said, yeah, right. Because, you know, you guys, we hear these things, right? We hear people talk about, I have something for you. And I was like, that's not going to work for me. And I'll be honest, you know, I was a little skeptical. You know, she didn't push me. She didn't press me into it, to doing it, using it. And I just said, you know what? She gave me a free sample. Let me try it. And I felt good. I felt great. Let me tell you, that first time I took that, went to the gym, I was pushing. I was taking the NutriBurst. I was pushing those weights. I was like, what? I still had energy. And then after that, I started getting compliments. People are like, it looks like your stomach is going down. I'm like, what? And I tell you guys, honestly, you know, I gained 100 pounds. But half the weight, I had lost about 50. I gained probably about 10, 15. But then I started using it probably since February. And I've lost more inches, more so than anything else. But I was also doing the gym, watching what I was eating. But I can say this. This has helped me at least lose about at least 15, 20 pounds of gut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, using this has really helped me lose at least 15, 20 pounds of gut. At least it looks like that. And people think I've lost more. But I can tell
right.
you, I'm feeling great. You know, I take a NutriBurst. Now, I know I'm supposed to have my things beside me, but I knew my sister was going to come prepared and have the NutriBurst behind her and all those other different things. You know, man, there it is, NutriBurst. Listen this, and it really, really helps. I take that NRG, right? NRG?
Yes.
And I take NutriBurst, NRG, guys, I believe, and the tea.
And the tea.
I can't forget the tea, guys. I was doing the tea and the NutriBurst. And listen, this works. This works. So what happened was that I was like, you know, I've tried it. And I'm telling you guys, I'm not one of those people who sell things and do all those different things. I have a lot of things. I'm preaching here. I'm trying to build up my private practice, my ministry, my music ministry, all these different things. But Deb was like, she was patient. She was patient. So, you know, it's like, look, she's like, you are the example. I put one of my before and after pictures, and she's like, you are an example for you, for your audience. You are an example. People were seeing what I was doing. And I said, well, I don't have a whole bunch of time dedicated, but if you see, dedicate to this, but if you see what I'm doing, you see my results, and I'm still in my process. I have about 50 more to lose, or so 50 or 80 more to lose. And, you know, came up with the opportunity for me to join. And I'm just going by basically word of mouth and by what you see. You know, what you see is what you get. You know, I'm living proof, and I'm definitely not one of those people who was originally into doing this. And Deborah knows. But I know that. I know the results. You can see the results. Those guys, those of you who know me, you see the results. You see what is it that you are doing. And I always go back to this, NutriBurst. That's helped me. NutriBurst, the detox tea. I love those two. I love all of them. The NRG,
yeah. The
resolution drops. All right.
Yes.
Listen, and that's
yes.
stuff. That stuff
and
works.
And that's that resolution drop. Those are an appetite suppressant. Like you take those, and on top of all the other products that you take, the tea, the NutriBurst, the NRG.
Right.
It's a system that works together. And you know what? What I like about you, Greg, is that you have been consistent the entire time. Like, you have not given up. You had a goal in mind. And, yes, you were skeptical at first, and I just kind of chuckled, you know. But I know you. I've been knowing you for, how long? Over what, 30 years?
Yeah, about 30 years.
For that long. So
yeah.
I knew that eventually you would come around because I knew you had goals, and I knew, you know, some of what you had gone through right before you started taking the product. So I just want to say that I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
And you know, you did join the team. And so for the people out there who are, you know, friends of yours who have that similar goal in mind, y'all reach out to Greg. He has a website. He'll put that in his comments or whatever.
Yes, yes.
But, reach out to him because, like he said, the products do work. He has a testimony, and that's basically what we're doing. We're not just doing this just for the compensation, which is wonderful.
Right.
But we are getting testimony. And you have a wonderful, wonderful testimony. I'm so
Thank
proud
you.
Of you. I don't know what to do. So
Thank
proud.
You so much, Big Sis. Thank you so much. And I have to say this. I was looking at how God is doing, working in your life, how he's been working on your life, working in your life with your personal business. And I was like, what are you doing? She was speaking positive affirmations, speaking the word. You know, she's like, change your perception of how you look at things, become more
Absolutely.
Positive, goal-oriented,
you know,
God-oriented.
We talked about personal development.
Right.
And that was the main thing. My mind had to change first before I could do anything else. Even
Ooh.
With the transformation of my body, I had to
right.
have a different mindset. And once I decided that I was going to have that different mindset, I started adding, you know, listening to the different speakers, Les Brown, Trent Shelton, Eric Thomas, you know, Bishop Jakes, Sarah Jakes, listening to the messages and started applying those principles that I've always known anyway into my life, into my lifestyle. So I want to see a total lifestyle change, not just, you know, financially but or spiritually, but mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
I've had a change in my life. And so now, you know, being in total life changes, that's what it's all about. Personal development is key, because if you're not consistent, you know, if you're not dedicated, if you're not courageous, you know,
right.
all of those things, Coach teaches that, teaches us every day. We have a blueprint, which we call a pink print for the girls, that we follow every day. And, you know, that's how you get to be successful in this business. Even when you don't see a sale, you know, you just stay consistent, because it's going to happen. God made gave me a promise as to what was going
right.
to happen with me in this business. And I'm going to stick with it. I'm on my team. Felicia, she's on here. She's on my team. I have a
right.
couple of women who are on my team. You know, and we're just going to stay the course. We know God promised us that it will happen. And, hey, by this time next year, we'll be back on here letting you know where we are. I'm executive
yeah.
director. That's huge. I've ran
I know.
Six times, you know, in, what, 8 months?
Yeah. You know, and I saw God, how God was blessing. Listen, God was blessing her, guys. She was going from this part to this. It's like, God was like, what are you doing? She's like, change your mindset. And these are things I knew, but I was coming out of what I was coming out of. And she's like, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, start speaking positive affirmations over yourself. Get rid of negativity in your life. Think positively. You know, and thinking positively and change your mind. It's not just change your mind with all these different slogans. It's the word of God.
Right.
It's the word of God.
Right. And, you know, you abide by Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes.
So you know the plans. We all know the plans.
Yeah.
We say it all the time. But do we actually live it? Do
yeah.
we actually believe it? And there comes a time in your life, you know, I keep saying it, and I'm 54 years old, and I always say, I
what?
Have 10 years ahead of me.
Right. I don't believe it.
Yes, sir. If there's ever a time for you to buckle down and get it together, now is the time.
Right.
Now is the time. And guess what?
What?
Even in the pandemic, Greg, God has been faithful the whole time.
Yes.
There has been no lack. If anything, it grew. You know, even when
yes.
we got ready to open this back up, I wasn't afraid. I wasn't skeptical. I wasn't any of that. I was assured that God was going to take care of it, and all
right.
the kids came back. All the parents came
right.
back.
Right. Look at God. You know, and it's funny that you're saying these things, because I play something on one of my before and afters on my page, and I was saying transformation starts in your mind before it even manifests. It starts with your mind.
Starts with your mind. With your thinking.
Yeah, Tamisha was saying words have power. Yeah, Tamisha.
Mm-hmm.
Words have power. You know,
absolutely.
And I was like, well, I want what she has. You know, I was like, looking at Deborah, I want what she has. And, you know, and it did take me a while. Eventually, I'll get my momentum. I'm just getting started. I'm a slow starter.
Oh, yeah. You real brand new in it. You real
yeah.
brand new.
I'm wet behind the ears still.
You wet behind the ears. You still on milk. You still in the milk phase.
I know, right?
But you know what the products can do, and you know, just not just the products, but you know what this business does for people. And you've seen my change, like you said, my transformation. And so you know that that is possible for yourself. It's possible for anybody out there. You just need coaching sometimes.
Right.
You know? And both of us know the Bible from Genesis
yes.
to Revelation.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But it just takes some simple principles to get us back on track.
Yes, yes. Felicia says, real brand new. My mom said, congratulations, Deborah.
Oh, thank you, Mom. Hey, Mom.
And Lydia, your coach, she's laughing. She's laughing. Yeah.
Listen, she is so. Did you see her? My post on her? She's a $100,000 earner.
Yeah, I'm going to say, congratulations. Congratulations.
Listen, she retired her mom. She retired her husband. I mean, those are real tangible goals. Those are tangible goals.
Right.
This business is the bomb.
Listen, I love it, guys. I simply love it.
Yep. Yep. That's what we're doing over here. I mean, like Elder David Johnson used to say, somebody's got to be successful. It might as well be me.
Right. Now, when you got to that point where you that what that's saying, right? It might as well be you. Was it hard for you to accept and say, you know what? I can enjoy the benefits of everything that God has for me. Was it hard for you to receive that?
It was a process, Greg. You know why? Because I'm such a giver.
Right.
And I want to see everybody happy. And this business has taught me to reflect on myself, to know that I'm deserving too.
Right.
To know that I deserve everything that's happening to me right now. I was always, and I'm still a giver.
Yeah.
And I, on my vision board, I had put, you know, I wanted to be a lender to many nations. I wanted to be a lender and not just a borrower.
Right.
And that has always happened. And the more I give, the more He continues to give to me.
Yeah.
We sing that in the Baptist church. You know, the more you give, the more He gives to you.
Right.
You just keep on giving because it's true. You can't outgive God. And, you know, I try my best every day to find somebody to bless because I know that in blessing them, I in turn will automatically be blessed.
You know, automatically. You know, I have to say this. Lydia, she said this. She says, this business is something that I didn't know I could allow me to retire so many people.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. It's so wonderful that you actually do this. And, you know, the thing about this, guys, is really about, listen, I am living proof. Even Deborah, even if you were to show some of your before and after, you know.
Right. And you know what? I didn't think I could have a before and after. That was the thing I used to always tell my I was like, I'm slim. I'm not going to have a transformation. And then we did this thing called the 30-33 challenge.
Right.
30 days, 30 minutes of workout a day, and 3 products. And me and my accountability partners, we did it every single day. I got myself a trainer. And believe it or not, I wish I could share my screen. I had my transformation, and I was blown away. Not only was I blown away, but, you know, my husband was blown away.
Right.
I'm so proud of everything that's going on in my life right now.
Listen, I'll tell you this, and it's so good because it's contagious. Because when you're happy on the inside, it is contagious. We all feel that energy.
Yeah.
We all feel the energy.
It radiates on the outside.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a question. You know, go ahead. What are you gonna say?
No, you go ahead.
When it comes to like sharing, like some people might be like I was, you know, a little apprehensive at first. But how do you deal with rejection? And like let's say if someone you offer it to them, you show them before and after, and they might say, think I can't have that. Because some people might say I can't have that transformation. And they're afraid to step out. What would you say to that person?
Well, I would encourage them and let them know that everyone has a transformation. We are transforming every day. Every day. No day is the same for us. You know, somebody said something in a meeting. She said, if you never have a problem, I was in a seminar. And she said, raise your hand if you woke up this morning with no problems. And a lot of people raised their hands. And she said, did you have to brush your teeth? And everybody raised their hand. She said, okay, so that means that your teeth were dirty and your breath was smelly. Did you have to comb your hair? Did you have to wash your face? So every day we have issues that we have to take care of. I mean, just something small like that to let you know that everybody has issues. And then you work around to asking them, what are your health and wellness goals? What do you want to see in yourself? How do you want to see yourself transform? And then you walk alongside them. You know, in this business, we don't judge anybody because we all are transforming. And then I suggest, you know, some positive affirmations, just starting small. I suggest the videos like the ones I sent you.
Right,
and
right.
Just take a listen to this. You know, just listen to this. And then sometimes, in my posts, you know, we have posts that we do that are inspirational, that are funny. We show our family to let people. that we are real. We have real lives, and we go through real things, too.
Right.
And to let them know that I was there as well. I was apprehensive, like I told you before, but it can happen for you. And when you encourage people to let them know it can happen for them,
right,
they're more acceptable to join in with you and let you walk alongside with them in their transformation. So that's kind of like how I handle it. And, you know, rejection for me is just a lesson. You know, I don't take it personal. Some people take longer to jump on board than others.
Right.
It's okay because it took me a minute. You know, it took me a minute to wrap my head around it. Even though I joined the business in February, it still was maybe March, April that I was really like, you know, let me get serious because, you know,
yeah.
I kind of saw it as a side business, but then I was like, wait a minute. It's a full-time business. I had to give it all of my just as much attention as I do at my school. So, you know, that's kind of how we're flowing in the business.
Right. I can say for my thanks for sharing that, because I'll say for myself, I just became sick and tired of being sick and tired,
right.
and I was just like, you know, just try the product.
Just try it.
And I saw, you know, I've been using this ever since. Ever since.
Right, but you know what you used to do, Greg? Every time, every 30 days when it was time for you to order again, you would say, remember when I first started? I didn't believe it was going to happen. Now look at me, 30 days later, ordering more products. Every 30 days you say that to me.
You know,
remind me
yeah.
you weren't going to do it, and you're still
yeah.
doing it.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, I have to do this. Like, okay, I gave myself a week break. But my body's like, okay. And I feel much better. And it really, really does work. You know, it really, really does work. For this part of the journey, you know, I was at a standstill for a while. You know, but this really, really actually really works with everything I was doing. I watch what I'm eating. I'm exercising. Preaching every week, so, but I'll just say this, you know, I'm excited to see what else God has in store. You
I
know.
Am too. And you're building your gym, your home gym.
Yes, I have a home gym. Yes. You know, I'm taking this thing for real because once you have to get to a place where you say I'm ready to go to the next level. And yes,
right.
I say, you know, I'm ready for change. And
nobody
like,
wants to stay in the same place,
yeah.
you know. Who wants to be stagnant?
Yeah,
especially if we say, you know, we quote all these scriptures. He got a cattle on a thousand hills. You know, there are many mansions.
Right.
And talk about all this stuff that God has. And we often hear in the preaching, you know, you don't want to get to heaven and say, well, I thought I would have more. And he said, well, you didn't ask.
Right.
You didn't move on it. You know? He gives us free will. We have to choose to want it. You know, we knock on the door, he opened the door, we just stand there and wait. No, you walk through the door. There are many opportunities that we have out here. So if I would want to encourage anybody out there, if there's something that God has pressed on you to be a part of, you need to go ahead and walk through that door.
That's right.
Walk through the door. If anything, COVID should let you know nothing is promised, you know. Nothing is promised, and it's only by his grace that all of us who have not had it, I know you had it, and
yeah,
you
had
it with flying colors,
yes.
but, you know, those of us who have not had it, it's only by his grace.
Yes.
Only by his grace.
And I have to say this, you know, one thing that I'd always told you was this, because my size and my weight, guys, I'm diabetic, my high blood pressure had gone down. It literally just gone down before I caught COVID, a couple months before I caught COVID. I was diabetic, high blood pressure, cholesterol, all those things had come down. And I said, you know, what would have happened had I not lost the weight? And then I'll say this, probably about a month or two before I caught the COVID, I started using the product. So I also had the product in my system too, Nutriverse, the tea, you know, you have all those different things, minerals and vitamins going through my body. So it also, I was already taking vitamin D, but you have all those different things. And I think that kind of, that really, really helps. That, I believe that really, really did help.
You built up your immune system. And that's what these products do. They build up your immune system. And you use it as a system. You
yes.
use the T, Traverse, and the NRG together.
Right.
Those three products are the, I would say those are the three most popular products that we
yes.
have. We have more. And we have coffee. We don't just have tea. We have a plethora of products. We have coffee.
Right.
We have skin care. We have toothpaste. We have pain cream. You know,
right.
we have a lot of products, the span of it, but the most popular ones are the T, the NRG, and the Nutriverse. Those are, you know, that's the most popular system out there.
Yeah, so that stuff was really, really... Yeah, Lydia says, yes, build your immunity and you don't have to worry. That's true. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you guys, they might say I had COVID. I might have had some symptoms. Each day I had something that fell away. The biggest thing was my energy. When my energy was up, it was great. When my energy was gone, it was down. But guess what? When I had it and I was stuck in the house for 3 weeks, I was lifting weights. I was in the best shape ever because I said, I'm not going to allow this thing to get me. And I praise God that it was not. I praise God that, hey, Cheryl. Cheryl says, hey, Cheryl, Professor of Fort Wood, hey. You know, I'm grateful because, listen, I was lifting weights. I was exercising in my gym. You know, and then when my energy was gone, it was gone. But when my energy was up, I was ready. And I tell you this, it came at the right time. And God knows why we go through some of the things we go through.
Right.
We might not understand it. But this is just my story. It's just my story. I believe that when it's your time, it's your time. You know, whether it's time to stay here, whether it's your time to leave, you know. But for right now, we're here. And like you were saying earlier, we're in this place right now where God is like, go ahead. Go for it. What's stopping you from moving forward and doing all the things that you want to do?
Right.
What's stopping you?
Right.
We're stopping ourselves.
Another thing that our coach says is, I think, what's the worst thing somebody can say when you're offering the opportunity to them? And the worst thing is no. I mean, and is that so bad?
Right.
That just means move on to the next person because that person is not for you.
Right.
You just need to go on to people who are for you, you know? It's not that. That builds up your courage to keep
right.
going.
It does.
You know, it really does.
Now, let me ask a question. How has your involvement with this company affected your the other areas of your life, your family life, your business? Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, for my family takes the product. My daughter is actually doing the winter challenge this go around the winter challenge that we have. It's not too late to join. All you have to do is purchase two products from my website, and I'll send the DM or the link for the Zoom. We exercise every night at 8:00. Although I am Hennessy on IG, exercises on Instagram every morning at 10:00. But my daughter, yes, she's taking the product. And what something very interesting happened this weekend, though. My husband, you know, even though he's not doing the challenge or anything like that, he started purchasing food, the foods that we eat, because I changed my diet drastically. And
right.
when I made up my mind to change my diet, I made up my mind. Like, I cut everything out and started just, you know, doing the vegetables and the products and, you know, just kind of staying away from breads and a lot of red meats and stuff like that. And anything white, I wasn't doing sugar. I wasn't doing potatoes. I wasn't
right.
doing rice. So he started cooking to accommodate me and Zoe. And so that, you know, that kind of melted my heart, too, because even though he supports me in everything,
right.
it doesn't matter what we do, he supports us in everything. So that's how it kind of
right.
affected us in my family life. And the extra income. Was
oh, good. Yeah. right.
so,
right.
In my business, I was able to share the products with my parents, and some of them are using the products with their children, the Nutriverse, because it's safe for the entire family. Everybody in the family can take it from 2 to 92. And then I have some parents who are using, because my coach got in the business actually because her son was not focusing in school the way he should have.
Right.
She used our oil, gave him our oil. So one of my parents was having that issue as well, and she actually purchased the oil recently. I hooked her up with Lydia. She got a chance to have a conversation with her, and she spoke with her about it. And then that parent actually purchased the oil, and now her son, everything is slowly and gradually changing. And I'm just so excited because I had another person, six-figure spa chick, Candace Holyfield,
right,
who was helping me as far as marketing it and expanding it outside of my school and reaching out to other daycares. So now I can be the ambassador of daycare,
right,
or academy for people in the community to use it in their school, and letting them know and the parents know that it's the NutriVerse is safe for the entire family. The teachers can use it so that they can have mental clarity with that NRG, because they have
right.
something called 5-HTP.
Right.
My coach's favorite
5-HTP
NRG. So yeah, so my business has been impacted. Personally, like I've been saying all along, my personal life has totally changed. My focus has changed. It doesn't matter to me what anybody thinks about me being in the business, or, you know, supports or not supports. It doesn't matter, because what God has for me is for me, and I already know that I win. I'm going to be prosperous.
Right.
Have our affirmations, like you said, we say every day. And as long as I stay focused on that, I can't help but be successful in this business.
Right.
It.
Thank you for sharing that. Now, Lydia says, yes, the oil changed everything for him. He's making all A's. I had to wait
right.
for someone else to scroll up so I can read the rest of it. Yeah, all A's. Now, I wish they had this oil when I was younger. I wish they had this when I was younger. Now, I have to say this. Shamika Oliver, that's probably one of your friends, right?
Yes.
She wrote, we are a health and wellness business with over 38 products.
Over 30. Now, you should check her out, too, because Shamika, she is getting it. She is in a challenge herself. And listen, she is going hard every day. Every day. Let's see. She lives in, I forgot where she is, but by way of Louisiana.
Right.
You heard me?
Right.
And, you know, that's another thing. I was talking to another person today. I have not met any of these people in person, Greg.
None?
None of them. Well, yes, I have. I went to a function, but none of the ones who are directly on my team,
right.
I have not met personally, but I feel so connected with them.
Right.
You know, I feel connected with them in the spirit.
Right.
I've met some of the top leaders, but I have not met my immediate team. But we're bonded and connected every single day.
Whew.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, Felicia says, Deborah is the bomb, Coach Greg. Listen, Felicia, this is my big sister. She is the bomb, whether she's coaching music, she's coaching the word, and whether it's her business, yeah, she's been a coach. She's born with this. This is in her. She's been a coach as long as I've known her. Whether she's a coach or director, yes. Yes, we're definitely blessed. Lydia says she's transformed so much, her mind, body, and soul. You know, my mom was asking. She was asking, are there any products for neuropathy?
You know what? I will talk with your mom after we get
okay.
on the live.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll chat about that, because there's a lot of things that the products will help for. We can't make any medical claims.
Right.
But, you know, we always say check with your physician to see.
Right.
And you know if it's something that she can use, because I know her situation.
Yeah, you know it. But you know, I gotta say this. Listen, first of all, I see the change. I know everyone else sees a change. You know, so what's the next big step that you are able to share? What's the next big step that you're about to? What's your next big goal?
Well, my next big goal in Total Life Changes is to be regional director and then to be national. And That's the next big thing in total life changes. I so desire that. I can see myself, Greg, as regional director.
Right.
And once I visualize it, I'm going to continue to confess it and work hard towards that goal, trying to follow that pink print to a T. It gets kind of hectic some days because, you know, I'm busy at the school, but I am going hard. My coach knows my heart. She knows that I'm dedicated. I'm not going anywhere. And like I said, on the dry days, when I feel like, oh, my God, whatever, I just better get back on the phone and reach out to those 50 people, right, coach? I am never, ever giving up. Me and Felicia, we talk almost every day, and we are like this on the team, never giving up.
Right.
Never giving up. So, but that's the next big goal for Total Life Changes. As far as in the school, I can't really share.
Yeah.
The school is, but it's going to be major. And, you know, we'll have to do an unveiling when it comes to the school.
Yeah. You know, one thing I love about you in this season, not just in this season, you've gone through so much, you've overcome through so much, and look at you, you know, and it happens when you say, you know what, I'm be consistent, I'm going to go for this, you know, all these different things, you know, I just, what came to my mind while I was thinking about how sometimes we do the same thing sometimes around the same time, like we went to the same school, college, we graduated together.
Yep.
You know, and it's amazing to see you doing what you are doing right now. It's amazing to see you doing that.
We had a great foundation with B5.
Yes.
B5 put that foundation in us with our brother Eric Harwell in Chicago. And even though we haven't spoken since that program that we did for
right.
Pastor Rick, we are all still connected anyway in the spirit. And I think
yes.
I saw Marjorie join us too.
Hey, Marjorie, she's there. Hey, hey.
Yeah, I think I saw her join us too. That yeah. songbird that she is.
Well, you know, one thing I try to tell people is if you want to change, go for it. You know, you might say, I can't afford $59 for the tea or for the NutriBurst. Listen, if you like Starbucks, and I like Starbucks, I was a Starbucks junkie. I'm not now. Maybe once in a while.
Right.
But Starbucks junkie and going 2 or 3 times a week, that might be like $21 right there.
Exactly. And the good thing about these products is, even though you were talking about this is $60, we'll break it down for you.
Break it down.
We're all about working the budget.
Right.
So we can break it down, give you 1-2 weeks, whatever it is you need. And what I want to do, Greg, is for the first 5 people who purchase from this live right here,
right,
I want to send them our delicious coffee, and I want to send them our sea moss. This is our product. And a sample of the NRG. So whoever you are, Greg is going to put the link in the comments, and, you know, these are the people on your live.
Okay.
I want you to try it. You know, we want you to try it. Greg has already told you he's a believer in it. These products work for him. He's consistent. He's dedicated. He has the transformation of a lifetime. I mean, when I saw that stomach melting, tell him what your mama said.
She said so much. She's always she's like, what are you doing? Let your stomach out. I'm like, Mom. But then eventually she said, your stomach's going down. It's really going down. I was like, Mom, I'm not holding my breath in. It is real. So the first stomach is the first thing she always looks at.
Right.
Is the first thing she always looks at.
Always says it. And like I said, I'm so proud of you. You have, for some of your friends, you set the bar really high because some of your
Thanks.
Friends were purchase it from me will probably, you know, switch over and purchase from you. I'm totally fine with that because now you're my partner in the business.
Yes,
and
yes,
if you
yes.
win, I win. We all win. That's the other thing is they reach down and they help you come up.
Right.
It's not all about I'm getting all of this and you're not getting anything. You get coaching the entire way.
Yes. Yes, I appreciate it. Now they're still ordering from you. They're still be calling you.
But tonight I need 5 people to order from me tonight before midnight. I need them to order tonight. You're gonna drop my link. And,
yes. I'm gonna drop her link.
Next week they can order from you, Greg. But
yes.
Tonight
yes.
it's all about me on the show, right?
Yes,
I'm
yes. Tonight,
yes.
tonight, tonight,
so
tonight.
Tonight
only, y'all. Tonight only.
For free. I
want to
do that.
All right, guys. Okay, so I'm going to, once this is over, I'm going to drop the link. I'm going to drop Deborah's link. Well, what I tell you, Deborah, I said, now, listen, I'm a partner now. You can't put all those things on my page.
All right.
I'm trying to
that's
tell my...
Yes, you got to do it for me.
Yes, I'm doing it for you. This is, you're the special guest. You're the special guest. Listen.
Now, wait. When I have you on my live, I'm going to drop your link.
Right, right. But I'm still learning. I'm still a babe. I'm still a babe.
But Greg, you're so smart that, you know, remember in college where you didn't have to study and you got a 2 weeks and I got an 84?
Listen, you're still one of the smartest people I know, Deborah. You're still one of the smartest people I know.
Thank you. Yeah.
But you know what? I am so glad that I tried it. I'm so glad that you offered it to me. And you said, just try it. And I honestly was not going to try it. I was not going to try it, y'all.
No, you were not. You were adamant about it. You had
and when she
called,
she said, okay. She said, okay. No. And I called her, and that's what somebody said, why not try it? What's stopping you? You know, you're already, you know, why not try it? And I am so glad that I did. And
I'm so glad you did, too.
And I have been, and I'm feeling good, too.
And look at it. I like that hat.
Thank you.
Look at you.
I said, let me put on my hat. Well, I actually just bought this one tonight. I'm not going to say that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, I like it.
Thank you, thank you. I went Facebook Marketplace. Exactly.
Did you?
Yep.
Let me get off here so I can go to Facebook Marketplace.
For $10. $10, y'all. $10.
What?
Yes.
$10. Listen, don't y'all get off here before y'all go to my site and get
this. Listen, I'm going to drop the link, and you guys, like you said, the first 5, listen, she means this, guys. She will do this. She will do this. Not the stomach melting, my buddy said. Not the stomach melting. Yes, Isaac, my stomach was melting. That NutriBurst. I take it every day.
Take that picture, Lydia.
What am I going to do with her? What am I going to do with her, y'all? What am I going to do with her?
Having me on your show, I am so honored. Thank you so much. We've been trying to plan this for a long, long time.
Yes, yes. Listen, I'm so glad that the opportunity, this is the right moment. So whoever came through, guys, go ahead and do that. And try it for yourself. Listen, you know, I already said I don't generally do this, but this works. This works.
Yes, try it for yourself.
Try it for yourself. You know, so for that person who might be on the edge, Deborah, of deciding if they're going to do this or not, what would you say to that person tonight?
If they want to be a part of the business?
Right.
I would say, listen, we get paid 5 ways. That's first of all. Who could not use daily pay? You sell a product today, you get paid tomorrow. We have 5 ways that we get paid. The first one is retail. Somebody comes to your website, they order something, you get paid $20 for every product that they purchase off your website. The second one is Fast Start. I introduce you to the business, I get a bonus. because you joined the business. The third one is binary. Like they say, everybody doesn't know what binary means. All I know is you have a left team and a right team. And then when you get the person that you bring in the business, I get money from that too. Then we have, let me see, we have binary, we have check match. So check match is 50% of whatever you sell. You still get your 100%, but then I get 50% as well. And then we have the lifestyle bonus, which is a $1,500 bonus when you hit national every 30 days to do whatever you want to do with it. So we've got retail, we've got fast on, primary, we've got check match, we've got lifestyle, and we have daily pay. So like I said, you sell a product today, you get paid tomorrow. You don't have to wait 2 weeks. You don't have to wait 3 weeks in the hole. You get it the next day. This business is lucrative. It's only as lucrative as you make it, as you, you know, work the business.
Right.
You do work hard. But we have a pink print, a blueprint that you can follow. And if you'd like to join Greg's team tonight, he'll drop his link as well because, you know, what you have on your team, I benefit from as well.
Right.
If you want to join my whoever team you want to join, Greg invited you to this live Greg, he'll drop his link and purchase those products. Come on, support your brother.
Thank you, sister.
A black owned business.
Your
brother.
Thank you so much, big sister. That's my big sister.
Wait.
Yeah.
Listen, I forgot one thing. There are three people, like my sister Brittany Finley says, there are three people on this live, Greg. The first person says, you know what? I don't want to be dealing with this.
Right.
They can refer somebody. The second person says, well, I'll try the product. They can try the product. The third person is ready. And if you're that person, if you're ready, just reach out to us in our DMs, and we'll get you signed up tonight. But first, go to that website, go to that link, get that product so you can get these free samples.
Yes. So I'm about to drop my sister's, my big sister's link on my website. And then I'm going to drop mine. Well, I'll drop mine later. But I want you guys to go ahead. The first five. So this is not going to be the first time. Of course, this is not the first time that Deborah's been on here.
Right.
And so she'll be back on because she's my sister. And she does come through when she's not busy because she has a busy schedule. So she will come back and before the year, you know, is over. Not this year, but next year she'll come back. But she's on here anyway, periodically. So thank you for coming through. Thank you for all those people who came through who supported Deborah and support me because I'm connected to Deborah. So I appreciate you guys. And I appreciate what you guys have shared because that's what, there's going to be someone who's listening to this who might say, oh, my child needs some oil. My child needs this. My child needs that. Or I need this, you know.
Right.
You know, so guys, don't let your fear keep you from trying. What harm are you going to, what are you going to miss out by not trying? Just try. Just be willing to say, I'm going to try this.
You miss 100% of the chances you don't take.
Right. You know, if you're saying, what about the money? Listen. Focus on you and what this can do for you physically. And as you do this, it will change. Everything will change. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, all these different things. Financially, all these different things. Your mind. And that's what it's about first. Change here. And it will come out physically. It will come out. I want to say God bless you. Thank you for coming through. My big sister, Deborah Johnson, from the ATL. And then, and listen to this, I'm going to drop that link, all right? So I'm about to drop it. God bless you. Guys, if you have questions, if you guys have questions for Deborah, hit her up.
Go in my DM right now. Anyone have any questions, go in that DM right now. I got you.
Yes, and I'm about to put a link down there. I'm going to say God bless you. Be encouraged. Guys, I'm still going through the process. We're all going through the process. You're going to be a part of this process as well. If you want to try it, just try it. What's keeping you back? What's holding you? Go for it.
Go for it.
God bless you guys. Y'all have a good one.
Bless you.
Bless you.